And now it's time to hear from Royal Wood. He's on the phone with us right now. Royal, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Andy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I've got to ask about your nickname. Diana has one, the guitar acrobat. You earned the nickname Canadian Hitmaker. When did this stick?
When did it stick? I don't know. I don't know when it stuck, but I hope it sticks around for good. That would certainly feel good for me.
Sure. That sounds very reasonable. You're also listed as a multi-instrumentalist. I mean, what are your three favorite instruments to play? Because it's such an incredible gift to be able to play multiple instruments. You can obviously put on a wonderful show. What are your three favorites to play?
Oh, that's actually a good question. I think it's like everyone's first kiss, right? You always remember that first one. So piano for me is nearest and dearest, and I learned guitar shortly after that. And then, oddly enough, I'd probably say harmonica, only because it was the first thing I ever really played with my dad when I was a kid growing up on the farm, and I just have 1,000 memories of playing music with him. So that's something that's pretty special.
That's interesting. So those also piano, harmonica, and guitar. What kind of guitar are we talking about here? Acoustic?
Acoustic guitar, yeah. I mean, I certainly played electrical through high school and had lots of rock bands and that kind of thing, but acoustic is my mainstay in performance-wise.
How did you get your start in music originally?
Well, I started, like I think most kids that just gravitate towards it. You know, some pick up a hockey stick in Canada, and I picked up a guitar. So I started playing music when I was 4 and studied through school and then turned professional in my early 20s. And it's all I've ever really known.
And I guess the rest, as they say, is pretty much history, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay,
history in the making.
And it's fascinating, too, how everybody's got a different path in order to get to stardom. You know, and the reason we wanted to bring both you and Diana on is because you guys have different ways as to how you guys got where you are. You know, Diana was telling us that a lot of what she did, you know, she was performing at coffee shops and things like that. And, I mean, for you, it's been a little bit different. Talk about your rise to the top, you know, how you got to where you're at.
Well, I mean, I certainly started like Diana in small little rooms, but I was certainly fortunate enough to have a few successful songs in Canada and Europe and elsewhere, and that kind of led me on its way. And I've had amazing support by artists like, you know, like Bonnie Raitt or David Gray, and I've got the tour all over the world opening for huge acts in big rooms. So it's been a fun ride.
Royal iTunes dubbed you Songwriter of the Year not too long ago. What's that mean to you as a performer? You mentioned all the instruments you play. You kind of grow up learning to play other people's stuff, and then eventually you take it on yourself to create and write that other stuff. What's that mean to you to have a moniker like that from such a big company?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that was, as growing up, I wanted to be known as a songwriter above all else. You know, I could have dedicated 10,000 hours to being the fastest piano player or the fastest guitar player or something. But I didn't care about the gymnastics portion. I cared about flexing my songwriting muscle. And I'm glad I did, because now I get to write my own songs and tour my own songs. And really, that's what it's all about as an artist, I think, is to make something that didn't exist and have people want to listen to it.
When you write a song, do you think about how the audience will perceive it, or do you just kind of write from the heart and hope it goes where it goes?
Well, that's it. You write from the heart, and I think people can smell when something's fake and forced, you know? It's the difference between, say, a McDonald's hamburger and then eating a real hamburger that someone put some love into. So I think that's I try to put some real, genuine love, and then people will react to how they will react at the end of it.
Royal Wood is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He and Diana Chittister are performing An Intimate Evening with Royal Wood and Diana Chittister. It's going to be next weekend, March 9th and 10th at Lorain County Community College. And we're going to get around to the show here, but I want to get into the album Ever After the Farewell. If you could, for those that don't know the story behind that, can you take us through the inspiration behind that album?
Yeah, I mean, the condensed version would just be that I was at a point in my life where I was experiencing polar opposite moments. My father passed away from Alzheimer's, and we dealt with that for a few years, but the last final year was pretty fast, thankfully. And I, you know, you deal with the grief of losing a loved one, which you think will be around forever. And at the exact same time all of that was happening, I met my wife and fell in love and was feeling elation and buoyancy and passion and all these crazy emotions at the same time, feeling such grief and loss for my father. So the record, I called Ever After the farewell because I said farewell to my father, and I definitely signed up for Ever After with my wife. And I think all of those emotions, love and loss, certainly are very entrenched in this record.
And that record, I mean, reading up on that earlier, this was one of the more incredible things I read, was that most of the songs that are on that album were both recorded the day that they were written. If you could, mm-hmm. could you take us through that process and how incredibly tough that really is? Because anytime you write a song, certainly you have an idea as to how you want that to come off. But in mm-hmm. order to turn most of the songs on one single album around one day, to record them the day that they're written, that just sounds like a really tough process.
Well, looking back, it seemed effortless, to be honest, but I didn't know that's what we were doing. You know, I didn't know if I was going to walk away with demos or ideas for songs, but what ended up happening was I truly was able to capture, I feel like, lightning in a bottle each day, and you walk away and you have these 11 songs, and somehow it all lays itself at your feet. You know, sometimes I think you walk with faith and the path will be presented to you, and this was definitely one of those moments, because I've had others in the studio that didn't quite go as planned. So I was definitely fortunate and incredibly grateful.
Well, and I think that brings us back to the previous part of the conversation where you mentioned, look, I mean, sometimes the best ideas just come from the heart, and that certainly is evident. I mean, look, that was a point in your life where, as you mentioned, you had polar opposite emotions. And do you think that experience made it a little bit easier to write about and perform about?
I think what it did was opened up the floodgate. You know, I think I was able to tap emotion that was so genuine and so deep, and that well was so deep that I could draw from, that I was never left questioning or wondering how to deliver a vocal or how to feel or how to present it in a real way, because it was as real as it could get. And like you said, I was recording the day I was writing it, which means all of those emotions and that attachment to it and that song had never been, could never be as fresh, never be as spontaneous, never be as electric. And I think that's one of the things I enjoyed the most about this entire process. And I've read about other artists in the past. I was a huge Tom Petty fan. And I know Full Moon Fever, they would be writing in the morning, recording in the afternoon, mixing at night, and then the next day they'd start again. And I think that's one of the reasons why that record was just so monumental, is because few records had been done like that.
Roy, when you put together an album like that where the whole thing sort of tells a story and all does justice for the way you're feeling at that time, do you have a favorite song from that album that you've put together, or is it the entire compilation as a whole that you really take the pride in?
Well, I mean, I'm proud of them all, and at the end of the day, if I was to die tomorrow, I know this would tell the story of where I was in my life, and it would be a testament to where I'm at as a musician and performer, but I would say probably a song called The Hardest Thing of All would be the one I'd be most proud of. And I think just because I know my dad would have just loved that more than most.
That's cool.
Again, we're talking with Royal Wood. He is going to be performing at Lorain County Community College next Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th. An intimate evening with Royal Wood and Diana Chittister. Tell us what you love about playing with Diana. I know you guys are on tour right now. And what are we going to see and hear when we attend this event next weekend?
Well, I think what I love about Diana, and I had the pleasure of doing some shows with her last year as well, is she's an equally honest performer. You know, what she does live is what you would hear on the record, and that I find refreshing. I think there's a lot of computer tricks these days that some might use to make themselves sound better, and Diana's not one of those people. So I think you come for a definite live experience with her, and she gives it her all. I think she doesn't leave anything, you know, no stone is unturned, and she definitely gives every ounce with her performance, and I think people will enjoy that most about her.
Very good stuff. Well, Royal, this was a lot of fun. It was a heck of a lot of fun to learn more about you, the motivation behind your music, and we look forward to seeing you next weekend at Lorain County Community College.
I appreciate the chat, Andy. Absolutely.
Thank you, Royal. Very, very fun to have you on the show. That was cool stuff. Again, Royal Wood will be performing at Lorain County Community College next weekend with Diana Chittister. It'll be March 9th and March 10th. $20 tickets, $10 for Lorain County Community College students with a valid ID. Also, kids 18 and under and active duty military with valid ID as well.